Reb Pinchas Goldwasser brings down a very interesting story. He says there was a city, and apparently, lo aleinu, there was a horrible decree placed by the governing authorities. They placed on this city. What the decree was, he doesn't say, but it seems like it was a sakana, and the Jews were terribly concerned. They were terribly frightened, and they tried all sorts of methods to get the ruler to rescind the decree. It didn't work. And the Hasidim felt that they had no choice but to turn to what he refers to as their pearl yeshuas. They were going to go to their Rebbe, and they were going to give him what he called pidyon, and he was going to pray for them, and it would be fine. And they figured this is really the only way to deal with this situation. The thing is, it was such a terrible decree, they felt we have to give the Rebbe a respectable pidyon, just to give him just a little bit. They wanted it to be they want to be a nice amount, but they didn't have that much, the Hasidim. So they said, we're going to have to go to the Misnagdim. And that's what they did. They approached the Misnagdim. They said, we're going to the Rebbe, we need some money to give him. And naturally the Misnagdim said, well, you know, that's not the way you do things. You could be misbal yourself. You're going to the Pearl Yeshua. They didn't really want to do it. But it was a dire circumstance. It was a dire circumstance. Things were very, very pressured, and they managed to convince the Misnagdim that they too should contribute. But there was a catch. The Misnagdim said, you know, we're still not really convinced about this thing, so I'll tell you what, this is what we're going to do. You lay out the money beforehand, and we'll see what happens. And it's like, if after a week, within a week, you accomplish the task, that's like the Pearl Yeshua will be misbowled and the decree is rescinded, then we'll give you the money. But if after a week nothing happened, then it's better than a money back guarantee. We're not going to give you the money in the first place, right? So they had a condition that they had to meet. So the Hasidim laid out the money, kachava, and they gave the money to the Pearl Yeshuas. And next day the decree was rescinded. So you think it's an open and shut case, right? The Misnagdim, they got to pay up. That's what they said. Didn't work that way. Misnagdim looked into it. And they said, we can prove to you that the papers to rescind this decree were signed, sealed, sitting on the ruler's table the day before you approached the Pearl Yeshuas. And therefore, you can't tell me that this was what the Pearl Yeshuas did, because he already had signed this beforehand. It was already over. And this apparently became a din Torah. And it was sent, according to the story that he heard, he said he didn't find the source. It was sent to the Maharsham to decide what to do. What are we going to do? Do the Misnagdim have to pay up or not? So he went to a Maisa and Navi. The Maisa and Navi goes like this. Basically what happened is the Aron Elokim was being carried, I guess, toward Bir David. And it was being carried on a wagon. And as we all know, it seemed that it was slipping or it was swaying. And Uzzah stretched out his hand to steady the Aron Elokim. It says Hashem got angry, and lo aleinu, he was nifter on the spot. So David was very, very, why was he nifter? I saw last night some of the Bashem, some of Farshim, could be the Abarbanel perhaps, there were four chatam really. Four chatam. One is, first of all, it shouldn't have been on a wagon, you should have carried it on the shoulders. Second, you don't carry the Aron with your hands, you're supposed to carry the Bagan, not the Aron itself. Thirdly, only a Levi could carry it, he wasn't a Levi. And fourth, as we all, the famous pshat is that the Aron is nosav. The Aron carries those that carry it, not you carry the Aron. But David nevertheless felt upset by this. Perhaps he felt a bit responsible. And he was also concerned. This Aron apparently was a dangerous thing to have around. So he said, I don't really want to bring this Aron to Ir David. He didn't want to do it. He was afraid to. And he left it by somebody else, Eved Hagiti. He left it there for how long? For 3 months. It was sitting by this person. And then what happened was, is Eved Hagiti has bracha. The pasuk says, "Vayivarech Hashem es Eved Hagiti." Hashem blessed him and the kol beis, his entire household. So David HaMelech heard that he had bracha. He said, "Okay, sounds okay." And he brought the Aron Elokim to Ir David with great fanfare. Now, what was this bracha that took place at the end of the 3 months? So Chazal tell us that this person, his wife, and his 8 daughter-in-laws, I believe, Shmona Kalatav, which comes 9 people altogether, each of them gave birth to Shisha Bekeres Echad. That means each had 6 tuplets. It's 9 times 6 is 54 mm-hmm. children, all at the same time crying. Right? That's what happened. Gavaldika bracha. Gavaldika bracha. David saw such a bracha, he realized it must be from the Aaron Elohim. He realized it must be from the Aaron Elohim, and he brought the Aaron in. So says the Masham, hey, but wait 1 minute over here. The Aaron was only there for 3 months. That means they were already pregnant 6 months beforehand. 6 months beforehand. So what do you see? You see that Hashem made them pregnant 6 months beforehand because he knew in 6 months they were going to have the Aaron Elohim. So he said the same thing. You want to know why the papers were signed beforehand? The reason was is because he knew the Paul Yeshuas was going to get his pigeon, he was going to be misbal, and the misnazim have to pay up. Okay, this is a maisa brought down by Rav Goldwasser on this week's parsha. So what does it have to do with this week's parsha? We'll see if we can find something. Okay, it says, Vayeta Yitzhak L'suach B'sada. Yitzhak went out L'suach. L'suach B'sada. What does L'suach B'sada mean? So the pashtus, the chaskuni says it means to talk to somebody. He has to talk to somebody, so he went to the field to have a discussion. Rashbam says, L'itas Ilanos. As it says, V'chol Siach HaSada. Siach HaSada refers to trees. Apparently he was planting trees. But Rashi brings down the Chazal, as do many other Mefarshim, Rav Sajugan, I believe, and others, that it's a Lashon Tfila, Ein Sicha Ela Tfila, that Yitzchak went out to be Mispalo. Went out to be Mispalo. Says the Binas Mikras. So what does it mean, Sicha? What does it mean he's talking? Right? Why does it mean he's talking? Because when a person prays, he relates his troubles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Binas Mikras understands Sicha as Tfila. Okay? So Yitzchak went out to the field to discuss his needs, so to speak, with who? With the one above. Okay, very good. Now, what were those needs? So the Hemek Tavah says, well, Yitzchak was Amud Havayda, which is the Sharish for Panasa, and we know that included in Panasa all the needs of the person, so it means he was asking for his wife. That's what the Mitzvah says. Klai Yaka says, same thing. Most likely he was being Mispalo Lezivah for a mate. Why? Because Eliezer was on the Derech. And we know Chazal tell us that a mate is something very much that a person should be mitzvah for, as it says, so most likely what was happening at this point is Yitzchak was being mitzvah for his shidduch. Same thing is mashman the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim says, why was he going then at this time to be mitzvah just then? Because they were being geistik and shidduchim. You're being geistik and shidduchim, you gotta be mitzvah. Says the Klayakar, and what's the pasuk telling us? Look at the end of the pasuk. It says the Such Pesad Lifna Sarah. Then Vayifaina Vayar He Negvalim Baim. I always picture somebody's finished my Esrei. He takes 3 steps back. He looks up, and there's the Shidduch. Gevaldik, right? The least established you could possibly imagine. That's mamash what the pasuk tells us. That's exactly what the pasuk says. He went to be Mispalo. And as soon as he finished, he lifted up his eyes, and there she was. So the pasuk seems to be telling us that he was answered, his tefillah was answered, but yes. The fact that Goldwasser, but what do you mean? In order for Rivka to get there by the time he finished Shemoneh Esrei, it was a long journey, right? And Eliezer had to negotiate and tell the whole story. It's got Chayasari, he went to eat, right? It took a while. She obviously was involved in this long before Yitzchak started saying davening Shemoneh Esrei. So he says that's what we see from the Masham, from this Maaseh with the Masham, that Hashem knows what we're going to do tomorrow, and he can start preparing, not to give necessarily, but he starts preparing the tzchar for us even today. A mashal for this perhaps would be a yid, he's in a small little yeshiva, handful of people, and he doesn't learn that well. Sometimes he comes, sometimes he comes late, sometimes he doesn't come at all, sometimes he's doing other things. And one day, let's say on Thursday he decides he's going to learn Bas Mother Rabbah with a Melech Gedola, with a Bram, with a fire. He puts in tremendous karkas into his learning. Hashem looks down from above. He says, look at my tire or son. Look how much effort he puts into his learning. Somebody like that, he deserves a good chavrusa, a good rebbe, and with that chavrusa, he'll really move places. So what does Hashem do? Hashem sends him down chavrusa. The only thing is, the chavrusa previously lived in Eretz Yisrael. He has to get on the plane, he has to come over and be by this guy in the Beis Medrash by the time he's sitting and learning. So according to this Goldmaster, it could be really at the beginning of the week, Hashem's going to put the person, the chavrusa, on the plane on Monday, so that when Yaakov starts learning on Thursday, since the chavrusa will be there, so he can learn well. Okay, that's Goldmaster. Now, what I'd like to do a little bit at this point is I'd like to discuss what is Chataka? Why is it that Yitzchak was answered miyad? Why is it that as soon as some people can spend a lot more effort than Yitzchak did looking for the Shidduch? And why is it that Yitzchak, all he had to do is lift up his eyes and shine? It was all taken care of. So I think there's three approaches. Perhaps there's others. I know there's three. First one, is Mashma from Bereshit Rabbah, and we're going to call this a little bit different than Reb Goldwasser, but we're going to call it the Basharic approach. And I think it's Mashma that way, because it says in Bereshit Rabbah, Reb Chinchas B'Shem Reb Avoh says, he said, Mesina B'tara B'Nevim L'Ksuvim, famous word, She'en Zivugo Shalish Elam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does the match come from? Where does the person find his Basharica? It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it goes through Sukim, Tara, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. How do we know this? Finishes off the Medrash, Yeshuhu Haleich Eifo Zivugo. Some people have to go to their Zivug. Who's an example of this? That's Yaakov Avinu. He had to travel far, all the way out, and then, besides, he doesn't elaborate, but besides going far, he had plenty of Hashavas. He had to work 14 years of hard labor for his wonder love until he got a Shidduch. Most people are not Mishtava like Yaakov was Mishtava for a Shidduch. But Yesh says Zivugo Ba'at Slav. There's some people, the Zivug comes to him, and that's Yitzchak, that he had come out no Shabbos at all. It was all Bitachon. He davened and shined, it was there. Mashal from the Medrash, the whole smichas of the Medrash, the whole theme of the Medrash seems to be Basher. Right? The Zivug of a person comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has his lot in this world, Hashem is the only one that knows why, and some people have to work really, really hard, and some people, it comes very, very easy, and we don't know why, but we're not to take the credit to ourselves, and we're also not to blame ourselves, but we're saying that this is the design, the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first approach, the Basharic approach. Klei Yoker is much more different to Tugang. Klei Yoker says like this. Klei Yoker says that it says in Chazal, V'adam Yizar Adam B'Tfilah Sam Mincha. We know Yitzchak was the one that was misaking Mincha. Some say right here is where he did it. And it says the person should always be throwing Tfilah Mincha. And they don't bring a raya from here, actually. They say, Shekein Eliyahu, Lo Nena Kim B'Tfilah Sam Mincha. Eliyahu was answered by Tfilah Mincha. And so too, it's Masha from the Bala Turim. It says, right here, it says that Yitzchak was TK Tfilah Mincha. He was misaking Tfilah Mincha. The Yod, after he was misaking Tfilah Mincha, Nizam Nalai Rivka. That Rivka appeared. And he says, B'tfilas, and he says, by Avraham Avinu and by Yaakov Avinu, you didn't have this, that they were answered miyad, because they weren't misaking Mincha. By Mincha, that was Yitzchak's thing, and he was Nena miyad. Right? So we have the precedent that a person goes out on a Shidduch on Sunday afternoon, he has to stop in the middle of a Shidduch to daven Mincha. We have the precedent from Yitzchak Avinu. So says the Klei Yoker, and he says it's a Hesber, he has a Cheshbon that by Shachris and by Mariv there's a Zman Din for some reason. By Mincha it's not a Zman Din, there's no Kategor, and therefore somebody's misfiled by Mincha, it's guaranteed, I don't know if it's guaranteed, but it's very likely there'll be success. Okay? So the first approach was Bashar, that's why it's Nana Miyad. Second approach is because of the Chashivas of Tfilas Mincha. Yitzchak was answered because of Tfilas Mincha. There's another shot that I saw from the Sukkot David. He said something very nice. There's a chumash in front of me. But it says, if you look in the next pasuk, or should not the next pasuk, but right after this parasha, it says that Yaakov, it says, for Yosef Avram, and he took Keturah. He took Keturah for an Isha. Right? So what happens? So what you do is, you go to the pasuk before the Yitzchak Yitzchak Lusuf Basada, and it says, the Yitzchak Ba Miba, Yitzchak came from coming or from bringing, right? Bear lachai roi. What is this all about? Says Rashi and other mefarshim. Halach lahavi Hagar leAvram sheyisa ena. He went to go bring Hagar to Avram that he should marry her. And he is bam min ahava. He came from the bringing, so it's bam niba, right? And he said, also, it says, Ber Lachai Roi. Many Midrashim dash in a different way. The way Rashi has it is Ber Lachai Roy. So Yashba Ala Ber, that's Ber, she sat by the well. V'amra Lachai, so that's Lachai, she said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Re'ei, that's Roy, you see me, see my Yalba, you see my shame. That was Hagar, right? So he went, Ba, he came, Mi Ba, from bringing, Ber Lachai Roy is a reference to Hagar. Okay? Similarly, there's a Medrash that's brought down. Eitzer Medrash brings down from the Medrash Agadol the Biyosh Almer that Yitzhak saw Shaviv Shalach Likachol Isha. Yitzhak saw his father went to get him a wife. Said Yitzhak, my father went to get me a wife. So Asher es Yached Ima, I'm going to be secluded with her. V'yahav Yoshev Levado, and he's going to be left alone. I guess they used to live together, perhaps, right? So he's going to leave his father. Maybe that's the pshat. I'm not sure. Right, he's going. But in any event, he's going to be with Rivka, and Avram's going to be alone. Said Yitzchak, I can't leave my father in this matter. So I have to be. I too have to be concerned about my father's welfare. I should go get him Hagar. I'm to lekarasurach v'lo yivatam yipiriyah v'rivya, and they darshan ber lechay roi in different ways. Okay, so we have a medrash again, and not like Rashi, that because Avram was getting Yitzchak a shidduch at that time, Yitzchak said, I have to be concerned about my father's shidduch. Says the Sukkot David, this is the secret. You want to know why Yitzchak immediately found his shidduch? Because he was Isaac in Avram's shidduch, and that was the reward. And he says it's a double pella. At the same time, each one was being Isaac in the shidduch of the other one. Avram was sending Eliezer to go get his shidduch for Yitzchak. Yitzchak was being Isaac and getting Hagar for Avram, and they both succeeded. They both succeeded. And he says, this is Merubas in Chazal, and Rashi brings down this Chazal last week's Pasha. Kol ha-mavake shrachanim al-chaveiro. Whoever is mavake shrachanim, he's mispalo for his friend. V'hu tzarach o'ifadavar, and he needs the very same thing. Hu nena tchila, he's nena first. So they both had this thing of hu nena tchila, right? Each one had, and therefore both immediately found their basher. Okay, so now we have three pshat and why he's nena miyad. Either was tam basher, like the Medrash, or because of tfilas mincha, or because, like the Sukkot stuff, it says, as a schar for the chesed, whoever is mevak yishach about chaver, he needs the same thing. He's nene tchila. It's a Gemara. This is a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama that goes through it. We'll leave the Gemara for now. Okay. Now, somebody once asked me, you know, this is a common thing actually. Sometimes this happens. Somebody once came over to me, he was looking for a shidduch, and I was a bacher at the time. He says, no, let's make a deal. I'll give you my name, right? And you give me your name, and we'll each be mispal ba'at chaveiro, and it should be fine. That's what he did. And apparently it's a deal. I've heard sometimes people will give this as an asa. You know, somebody has a tzara, doesn't know what to do, and so, you know, somebody will say, you know, I have an idea. What you should do is use this tachbula. You find somebody else that needs the same thing and be mispalo for them. Okay, some people do this. Now, I once heard somebody, I don't mean a Talmud Chacham, but I once met somebody who objected to this. They said, what is it, a charade? He says, obviously you're doing it for yourself, right? I mean, that's why, that was the whole point. You want a shidduch and you want... So somebody objected to this, and he says, this can't be, right? That was and the question is this a valid objection? In other words, is it valid to say, because I know if I'm a Vakish Rachman and Ba'ad Chaveiro, I'm going to get what I want, so I can do that. Will that help? Right? Well, it has to be truly altruistic. I have nothing to do with myself, and I'm just being mispalo for Yenin. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to go through a few pshatim on why is it that Mavakish Rachman Ba'ad Chaveiro is Nena Tchila, and with each pshat, we'll ask the question again, and then you could discuss it yourselves afterwards and see if you agree. Chedushe in the Sefer Ein Yaakov on the side in the margin, this Chedushe Hagaynim, and I think he's quoting the Sefer Bina Le'itzim, if I'm not mistaken. And he says, which I think is the Pashtus, as others say, we'll see in a minute, that he says, Nisha Yeshua Mida Zu HaTaiva, the Spala Ba'ad Chaveiro, he has such a Gavalda Kamida that he's being Mispala Ba'ad Chaveiro. So then Taram Yikra Vani Enna, I'm going to answer him even before he's Mispala, like we had here by Yitzchak. And he says again, Ubiyada Taiv Kavanasa, we see what a Gavalda Kavana he had, that he's concerned about somebody else. And therefore he's also Mispala, he's going to be Mispala. Hashem answers him even beforehand. Okay, so this is the Pashtus. I think this is the way most people learn. That the Hashem, the reason why he's Nenet Tchila is because he's a good guy and he cares about Yenim. Right? So then we have the question here again. So what happens if he's only really, really doing it for himself? Does that work? Does that work? We find this chat elsewhere. Also, Sefer Ein Eliyahu brings down a similar pshat from the Mechaber of Siach Sadeh. He says it by Megillah. He says, and he says the words, "Adam mechuy v'tayar atzmo b'tach aveiro yosei mitaro." A person is required to be concerned about his fence tar more than his own personal tar. That's what he says. And he says, he brings down the pasuk. He says that's what happened really by Tainus Esther. What happened? Esther said, "Leich chnat kala eskala Yehuda hanimsam b'shushan v'tzulu alav." They should fast about me. So he says, what does that mean? There was a decree on God's Klal Yisrael, right? All Klal Yisrael was concerned how he was going to wipe them out. He says, no, you don't fast for yourself. Sumu alai, you fast for me, right? And gam ani v'narasai atzim kain, we're going to have the same halacha, that what? That we're going to be mitzayer, we're going to be have a tainus because of you, right? And b'schazer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer us, right? And he, what does he say? Because the pain of his friend, the troubles of his friend, concern him more than his own personal tzaras, and therefore he answers first. So if your whole motivation for being misbah for somebody else is because you want to be, you yourself want the issues, how could you say you're more concerned about him than yourself? It doesn't work out. The Beis Elokim says a similar pshat. He also understands that it's coming to prove why you're davening, but with a different nuance. But it's a hashkafa, perhaps. They debate what he means. It's debated exactly what he means. But he says like this. He says, really, when a person's mispala, he's not really mispala because he wants the thing that he's mispala for. At least when we're holding Bahamad Regas, at least, ideally speaking, that should be the concern. So what's the reason? So why are you mispala? Shemodiyah, you want to proclaim. Umakian, you want to recognize. But the only one that can satisfy what you need is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what is tefillah? It's really a personal lesson in amunah and bitachon. A person works on tefillah and he prays to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's at that point, he's instilling within himself the belief that for this particular thing that he needs, he needs a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, you like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if somebody is not mispala for himself, he's mispala for somebody else, says the Mabit, it must be he's not being mispala for his own needs. It must be he's just being geistic in the avodah of tefillah. He wants to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu rules everything. And because of that, we see his kavanah, he's answered. So we have the same thing then. We have the same question. If somebody's being misbah ba'ad chavera because he wants to be answered, so the mabit chat won't work either. That's what won't work, but at least it's akasha. At least it's akasha. Okay, so we're going to go. First, we're going to do is look at the Sukkot David. We have a few mahalkim here. Sukkot David says, why is it that he's answered? Lefisha Isaac bechesed, because he's working in chesed. So, mamshich Allah chesed. He brings upon himself chesed. Mida keneged mida. When a person does a chesed, Hashem gives him back a chesed. And he elaborates a little bit more. We'll be makasim. So he says, at this point, we can at least clear. Somebody's doing a chesed, but the chesed is not entirely lishma. Right? He hasn't a self-motivation also. But does that mean that he's totally unconcerned about his chaver? Or even if he's not thinking about his chaver, but mesama ba'yid, you could say, we find in kushin sometimes, there's a svar of mesama lishma, mesama ba'yid, yid does a maisa, there's a kedusha that comes into it, mesama mesama lishma, because we know, chal yisrael rachmanim b'shanim gan lichasadim. The nature of a yid is, he wants to do chesed, so if he does the chesed, even if he has other reasons, ulterior motives, so to speak, but mesama he wants to do the chesed too. So perhaps we could say it's still, even though he started doing it because of himself, but he is at least Isaac in chesed. He's doing a maisa chesed, and he has some sort of kavana for chesed, so that's enough to make it that there's a nida kenega nida. Perhaps. And perhaps we can still to a gemara. The gemara says, ha'ayma selazul l'staka v'shlosha yichabini. He gives money to staka, but he does it for a reason, not because he wants staka. He does it because he wants his son to have a refuah shalema. Right? So he's a tzaddik gomer, the Gemara says. The Gemara says he's a tzaddik gomer. Even though it seems that he has ulterior motives. Says Taisvus, because even if it, by it, we say, even if it doesn't happen, mikomakom eino tayo mescharik. He doesn't have charata, because at least he gave staka. And that's big. He wouldn't have done a lechachila, but big together, once he gave staka, he's nicha with the mitzvah. He's happy that he did the mitzvah. Right? So we'll say the same thing over here. It's very good. Somebody's misfalled by ad chavero. And the reason why he's doing it is al-manas, that he himself is going to find his own shidduch, right? But if it doesn't happen, chas v'shalom, or it's delayed, so at least he is mispal ba'at chavero. He doesn't mind being mispal ba'at chavero. So it's a ma'isa chesed. And even if he had the wrong kavana, it could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be nena tchila. Okay, third bahalach is the Eitz Yosef in the Ein Yaakov. And he says like this. Eitz Yosef says that when a person is mispalo, so they come to Hashpah melamala. Why the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings bracha from the heavens down? Where's it go? Where's the first place it goes? Since he's the manipulator, so to speak, of this Hashpah, the first place it goes is Derech Nishmasa. He says, Derech Tzinar, there's a Tzinar, a pipe, Sharish Nishmasa Shalamava. And that goes to Sharish Nishmasa Lamata. And then, since every Neshama is attached to each other, so the Yeshua goes from his Neshama to the next person. Right? So somebody's Reuven's Mispal for Shimon, right? So the Hashpah comes Milamala, Derech Reuven, and it flows through him, he's kind of like a pipe, and it goes to Shimon. So he says, while it's by in that pipe of Reuven, while it's still by that Mispalo, so he chaps on a little bit too. Why not? Right? The Hashpah is going through him, so he's the first one that comes in contact with that Hashpah. And it's Meduyah. He's Sarech, it doesn't say he's Stam needs Yeshua. He's Sarech L'Aisa Davar, he needs the very, very same thing. So let's say there's an Hashpah of Parnasa. So as that Hashpah of Parnasa passes through him to the next person, so he also gets the Bracha. Why not? Ibazai, it's very good. It doesn't really, really make a difference what your kavana is, as long as you're being mispalo, you're the mispalo, and you're being mispalo for Yenim, so the Hashpah goes through you, it's Nena Tchila. So Ibazai, the Eitz is a very good Eitz. Even if a person is doing it for his own reason, for his own ulterior motives, but still, since the Hashpah comes to him first, so he gets it. Okay. We're going to see another pshat, and with this pshat, the kasha is going to come out from Fakir. Sefer Iyayam and Baba Kama, he brings down an Ikrim, very famous Ikrim. Ikrim asks, how is it, it could be the Zadav Pshatim, I don't know, but the Ikrim asks, he based the question, how does Tfilah help? Hashem knows what's best for the person, right? He already made the Gzeirah for the person. So what does it help you asking? You know what, can you change your mind? I don't know. What do you mean change your mind? You already decided, Hashem already decided this is the way it should be. Why, just because we ask him, does he respond to our request? That's the question of the Ikrim. He says a very, very famous pshat, that when we're mispalo, we're not changing Hashem's mind. It's not that we're changing Hashem's mind, but what we're really changing is ourselves. Right? We're really changing ourselves. Perhaps he goes with the Mabit, right? Because as we're mispalo, we're filling within ourselves the belief that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So therefore, he becomes more ready for that particular bracha. And he spends a while elaborating on this concept that Hashem gives. He's always giving, but it depends on the person. Somebody once told me, I don't know the source, that this is typical Chassidus Shem Machshava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a nothing. There's always a shefa, and our job is to make ourselves into a kli kibul. So this is a similar concept. Hashem wants to give, and what do you do with your tefillah? You make yourself into a kli kibul. He says the mashal, gives a mashal. First he says, let's say Hashem would make it rain, right? He wants rain. Hashem makes it rain, so now you can grow your crops. But let's say somebody decides not to plant. Hashem will give the bracha from today to tomorrow, but as long as he's baicher, he has the bechira not to plant, not to plow the field, he's not going to have success. He has to go to work. So he says the same thing. Hashem wants to give. But how do we make that at work? It works through tefillah, so we have to do it. Similarly, perhaps that you could have a melech. He's guys on the whole Medina that they have either have a mila or be killed. Right? They can't be a reilim. Right? So somebody becomes a mal, he goes out and he does a mal. It's not the pshat, the schar, the mila, something. But pshat is, the gzeir was only on an arrow. He's a different person. So it says the same thing. When somebody's mispalo, he becomes a different person. So he says, I bizarre, it's a gavata kakasha. If I'm mispalo for Yanim, I'm mispalo for somebody else. So I made myself into a kli kibul. But why does he get it? Why does he get it? Right? It's shver. It's pumpakat shver. Why I did a big avayda, everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm right for bracha. But where does he get it from? And he says a teretz, which I'm not really sure I understood. He says it has to do with Aisha, that it spreads, right? I don't know what he's saying. But it comes out from him that it's really secondary. This that somebody else gets a bracha because of your tefillah is really secondary. But the primary of avayda tefillah is for yourself. So he says, "Abizai, it's very, very precious." Mavaki shvachim ba'ad chaveo, who tarach la'isa davar. Somebody's mavaki shvachim for somebody else, but he needs the very, very same thing. So who nena tchila? Why could that make sense? Because that's where it all starts from. Because he's the one that did the Avodah. He's the one that was mashishin himself and Munan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for him it's Raya Bracha. But secondary, there'll be a din of a tuffle, like of a tuffle, that the chaver that he is mesala for, he's going to get to. So it comes out, even if somebody started to do this, to be mesala ba'ad chaver, he did it really for an ulterior motive for himself, but Lamaisa, he's the one that did the avodah, he's the one that's mesala, and his zikr, according to the ikrim, he should be mena tchila. Yilavatana kadosh baruch hu sh'ach sh'taka enter all atzilas, u'sha brachas baruch nis b'gashmi.